Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very special podcast. My name is Gretchen. I represent EZDI, and I will be your co-host for today. So I hope everyone listening is staying safe and healthy. And just a little reminder before we start, of course, we hope all of our listeners are wearing your mask and trying to participate in social distancing as much as possible. So just a reminder, even though health is not something that we can buy, it can be as valuable as a savings account. Good health is the first and most important prerequisite for happiness. So the pandemic, which once was a topic of discussion for everybody, has now become a part of our daily lives. So we're learning to live with the harsh but necessary routines for the betterment of humanity. Speaking of which, one segment that has really faced the greatest and most unprecedented challenges is the healthcare industry. So they have been on the front line of this war against a global enemy, and every single individual, either directly or indirectly connected with the healthcare industry, has faced and fought drastic changes with unparalleled bravery and wit. So without further ado, to shed some light on the current state of healthcare and to talk about up and coming changes that will largely affect the healthcare professionals, let me welcome our special guest. So today we have Jennifer Bowles. We're so excited she's joining us. So just a little introduction to Jennifer. She graduated from Indiana University Southeast, where she earned her bachelor's degree in math and science with magna cum laude honors. She received the AAPC's Certified Professional Coder and Certified Risk Adjustment Coder certification. Her coding experience includes primary care, orthopedic, and cardiology. She began working at Baptist Health in 2013 as a specialty coder and then transitioned to clinical documentation and coding auditor educator. In 2018, she developed the ambulatory CDI department as system manager. In 2020, she became the BHMG coding liaison and educator, where she works with the coding, ACO, CIN, and population health. She provides education and training to support service line quality measures for risk adjustment and documentation integrity. She is a guest speaker for AAPC, ACTIS, and HBI. She is a member of ACTIS Leadership Council, and she's also a guest instructor for physician assistants at Sullivan University. So, Jennifer, it is an absolute pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you. Hello, Gretchen. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. So, how are you? How have you been? How's the family? Is everybody kind of staying safe during this whole pandemic?
Yes, we are good. We're healthy and happy. How are you?
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I am good. My family is good. So just before we start, a lot of our listeners are healthcare professionals who have been on the front lines, you know, battling this pandemic and making sure that they provide quality care to the patient. So I just want to thank each and every one of you. You know, you folks are really the true heroes. So Jennifer, your thoughts on that?
You're right. Our healthcare professionals are truly the heroes and deserve all of our respect and more. A lot has changed in the span of the last year, and the pandemic, which was once just like a topic of discussion for everybody, has today become a part of our daily lives. We are learning to live with the harsh but necessary routines for the betterment of all of humanity. Everyday tasks now and routines needed to be reevaluated by hospital management and healthcare leadership, and they had to adjust and focus treatments for our patients and figure out where we were going to focus those.
All right. I see. So if you could like scratch that surface, dig a little bit deeper, how do you think the pandemic has affected the healthcare industry as a whole?
The quality of patient care remains the focus while improving the speed of recovery, and the speed at which hospitals attend patients continues to be enhanced. Thanks to current technology, providers and medical professionals are able to provide top quality patient care to more number of individuals faster, expanding such as telemedicine assist with that process. The volume of hospital inpatient services are decreasing significantly with shorter lengths of stay and fewer inpatient admissions, but the scope and the volume of outpatient services are on the rise. This brings new opportunities for clinical documentation integrity or CDI programs.
So that's good news, right?
Yes. As a nation, more and more patient services are being offered to an outpatient setting. So the focus in lowering costs of care, Therefore, health systems will need to realign financial and resource focus to the outpatient setting. In 2020, ACTIS had a survey that resulted with 25% of the nation has been focusing their attention on building ambulatory and outpatient CDI departments. Those results show that there is a large area of growth needed to help support the professional billing side of documentation.
Does that mean that outpatient CDI remains ambiguous even today across various healthcare vistas?
Yes.
Okay. So then where do you suggest folks should focus their outpatient CDI programs? Like, how should healthcare move forward with it?
It is important to look at the current resources available to the program at that health system. For example, if there's a robust inpatient CDI program already in place, do they have a coding department that focuses already on denials and evaluation and management audits already? If they do, then I would look at focusing on outpatient CDI programs that might concentrate resources more on like HCCs, hierarchical condition categories, annual wellness visits, and patient assessment forms.
That makes sense. So in that case, on behalf of the audience, I'd like to ask, what kind of experience is important for an outpatient CDI specialist?
In that case, I would focus on outpatient CDI specialists that have experience and understanding of coding guidelines, as well as clinical indicators. The specialist would benefit from being certified as an AAPC CRC or an ACTIS CCDSO. The combination of coding and clinical verbiage is pertinent to be successful in the outpatient setting.
So on top of that, productivity is of utmost importance. So how should outpatient CDI productivity be tracked?
Depending on the organization's focus and the resources for the outpatient CDI department, they can be tracked by the electronic health record, work queue tracking. There are additional vendor softwares that allow for tracking daily, monthly, yearly productivity of the specialist, as well as the provider's key performance indicators. Systems that choose to reserve resources, those health systems will need to track their productivity manually through spreadsheets. The data will be vital for reporting to leadership on productivity, and it will also implement on the success of that department.
Interesting. Okay, so what kind of productivity numbers should an organization expect?
Depending on the focus, a fully trained outpatient CDI specialist should be able to complete between 5 and 6 outpatient charts in an hour when you're reviewing for like HCCs with those hierarchical condition categories for meet criteria. If the focus is on evaluation management levels, the productivity should allow for additional time. Those take a little bit more time to review those charts, as well as when you're reviewing procedure reports, those take additional time. When determining productivity, it is important to evaluate the whole job role being performed. If an outpatient CDI specialist will also be performing provider education, sending and answering queries in addition to their chart reviews, the daily productivity numbers will need to allow for provider meetings, travel, as well as research and development.
Okay, so let's say the hospital management wants to keep track of their daily CDI productivity in order to track progress for better outcomes. In that case, are there any tools that can assist management in tracking productivity?
Yes, it is important to create reports and to track any kind of outpatient or ambulatory CDI user activity within the EHR, and reports that track the number of items being handled by the system. For example, if the system is focusing on an HCC, the leadership will want to know what conditions are low-hanging fruit and which are going to need more education presented to the providers. When you can show that need for the resources and then support the productivity of the specialist, it will assist with the data to add additional specialists when that need arises. Creating dashboards to report and to track specialist productivity, that can be exported into slides and reports and will assist management with progress and better outcomes.
Perfect. All right. So Jennifer, again, thank you so much for just kind of shedding some light on this. We want to thank all of our listeners again for joining us. If any of you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can contact any of us at sales@ezdi.com. Again, thank you so much and stay tuned for our next podcast.